Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Flugame?
Flugates of Kentucky. Do you know who these are?
Dude, we were just looking at this. It's blue people, bro.
Blue people?
What?
In Kentucky, dog.
Dude, probably even like...
Like Blue Man Group?
No, bro. Like genetically blue skin.
Their skin has turned blue. Their pigmentation has turned blue from ingesting colloidal silver, which was...
What?
In Kentucky, right? Yeah.
This is a family of blue people.
That is hilarious.
Just
like
in the mountains.
This is why nobody goes to Kentucky. Nobody. Nobody. I mean, wow, that's weird.
I mean, it's a bluegrass state. The blue people state. And
blue, yeah. I mean, we support all
bluegrass.
We do, yeah, inclusion.
Yeah.
Including the blue.
You would, I don't know, you would, I mean, would you play over there?
Would I play over there?
Mm-hmm.
Play, like, football or?
No.
Play, capture the flag?
No, like, what, you know, you play the sax.
Oh, would I play over there?
Yeah, would you?
For, like, an audience of
like a bluegrass, like a bluegrass jazz. I keep forgetting, you know what bluegrass.
Yeah.
Okay.
In front of the Flugates?
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, if they ask me.
Yeah, the sax.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, Neil is for hire. He will play anywhere.
Dude, one time I had to, and we'll come back to the blue people. I had to, some guy asked me to play for his proposal at a park in Atlanta, Piedmont Park.
Oh,
so it had beautiful. It had rained that day. Showed up at the park, but the rain had stopped, but it was now like kind of just muggy. I don't know if you've been to Atlanta. Oh, you're from the South.
Yeah. It's gross. After the rain, it's gross.
It's just muggy and wet. And then like it was kind of turning nighttime-ish. So there were like like gnats flying around. And I had to sit in a park. I sat in the park and just made up. First like 10 minutes, I was like playing a song. And then it took like an hour and a half for him to like get done with dinner. He's talking to her, you know. He was doing the whole like, "You mean so much to me," blah blah. And I'm like, just trying to like keep it together, man. But
you played the whole. You played while all of this was going
all
on.
All of it, and then when he like got down on the knee, he didn't. Luckily, they didn't like request a certain song or something.
Yeah,
that would have been like.
And you feel like played it badly.
Yeah, exactly. Play "Isn't She Lovely"?
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Wow. But so this is over an hour.
Yeah, it was a long time.
And you were playing straight.
Straight, dude. There's no other instrument there.
Oh, my.
No other instrument there. Oh, yeah.
Wait, it was just you? Just standing next to them?
No, they gave me a chair.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Not at the table. Not at the table.
Oh, they gave me a chair. All right. Oh,
they got the bread in my bell of the horn. They got a little bread basket right there.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
How long ago was this? How long ago was this?
This was 2015, 14.
Yeah, the 2020s were crazy, bro.
Yeah, Hotline Bling was my wild time, man.
You had enough songs in your back pocket?
No, bro. I just stopped playing songs. Oh, okay. I just started making shit up.
You were improvising for an hour?
Just improvising. Wow. You just got to make it sound like a certain way.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You know? I think the saxophone is great for that, though. The saxophone is really good for improving.
But
I play it as well.
You play it?
Yeah, I play the saxophone.
Oh, word?
Wow.
Nice.
We all play the saxophone.
Sax-friendly couch. Oh,
we all play the saxophone.
I've been waiting to reveal this, but...
No way.
Alan takes off his mask. He's a saxophone.
I am a saxophone.
Alan's like, keep going. That's our camcorder in the back. That's how we film.
Yeah, he's underneath like a sheet. Cranking the generator.
Wow.
Exposing himself
already.
Wow,
man, it's three sax guys. You still play?
I still play.
Wow.
You still play?
Bro, we got to play.
Yeah. I mean, I pull it out every once in a while, you know.
Neil still plays?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we got to play.
What do you want to play?
No, I got to play.
I should have brought my sax here like today.
We should have. Oh, my God. Wait, then you have one?
I do. I have a tenor.
I have a tenor here.
Yeah, I play tenor and alto. Right,
so we'll have to do a reunion episode.
Oh, my God. We like all rehearsed the same things. The next episode is just us doing an hour-long concert. There's no talking. Just a trio.
That'd be great. A sax trio.
Yeah. Introduce us real in. Like, we're all sitting like this, and then the lights dim out. Lights dim Some out. Guys in black shirts come move the couch.
And then the spotlight comes up. It's Modi.
Ladies and gentlemen. The saxophone trio.
Great Modi impression.
What's
the
group called?
Oh, dude.
Johnson. So we're going to open up.
Two Modernas and a Johnson.
Two Modernas and a Johnson.
The vaccine trio. Yeah.
The triple vaxxed.
We would definitely be packing stadiums.
Oh, yeah, dude.
For sure, man. Yeah. For sure, man. Yeah, two brown guys. You got a black guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, where? What else? Like, what are the other races? It's not. That's it.
We get a blue guy in.
Blue.
We just need a blue guy.
We need a blue guy. Dude, he'd be the first blue guy to not be the, like, in a fully blue man group. Yeah. He'd be, like, in the minority. Like,
right, dude. Dude, do you think the blue man group just has an insane budget on paint?
Listen.
They probably spend as much on paint as, like, LeBron does on his body.
Ooh.
It's probably at least a mil for paint.
And it's hard for him to come off. Like,
oh, they like get it in the way.
Yeah, they get it. Oh, yeah, they really get it on. Yeah, it's hard for them.
What, they just like sleep in it till the next day? Like, they just keep it for multiple days?
And then they all move to Kentucky.
Yo, what if the Kentucky spot was all the reject the failed blue man group people? They're just all out there.
Damn, that'd be crazy. To be in the group, you have to drink that like silver shit. Some of them just don't get in. They're like permanently blue.
What if they all just have blue balls? They just need to get laid.
Yeah, they all need to get laid. Always blue balls.
There's some women out there. This is a news podcast. This is we have a guest, so we like to mess around. It's 420. Yeah.
It's 420. Happy 420.
To everybody.
Yeah, big news. Go ahead.
A lot of breaking news today.
Go ahead, Jonas. Start it off. A
lot of breaking news.
We have 15 minutes left.
So, breaking news today, guys. OJ's innocent. He is innocent, everybody. Finally he did not. Derek. Everyone's kind of been following the Derek Chauvin trial. And it's interesting. He was actually like guilty. He was charged guilty. All the charges.
All three counts.
And it's crazy. We watched this guy do this on video camera, and we're all, like, crossing our fingers still.
That's the crazy thing.
You know, it's just like, yo, there's a chance he might get off. Like, after we all watched him do this.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yo, it was a thing. It was a big thing for the family.
Yeah.
But now the big thing is, like, what's his sentence going to be? You know?
Oh, she's convicted, so what's the sentence?
Right.
Do they appeal? Like, does he appeal?
Well, that's where the police union is so good.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you heard about the police union. They're the ones who are able to get all these officers off all these charges.
Whoa. Yeah.
So they'll go to court and get charged, and then it's like, all right, now what's the sentence?
They help with the appeal process or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a very powerful thing. So it's like, all right, at least he's charged. That's right. Like one step.
Big step.
Big step forward.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing was feeling the relief and then feeling like, oh man, it took this much to feel relieved.
Yeah,
like you said, it's a 9.5 minute video.
Yeah,
and you just think we were saying like, you know,
did you guys watch the video by the way?
Yeah,
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Really? It's hard. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to watch. Yeah,
it's pretty difficult.
It's a real hard watch.
Yeah, very, very. Yeah, mine, you know.
He starts like crying for his mother and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's like a video that like everybody has kind of watched.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very horrible video to watch. Yeah.
Right.
Like, everybody knows what it is. It's crazy.
Yeah. I can't watch it in its entirety either. I haven't watched it in its
entirety. Bring it up into parts?
Yeah, into parts. I've seen, I think at most like 2 minutes. I was just like, man, I don't know. This is.
It's, I mean, there's no point in watching it. Like,
right.
Thing. That's why, like, this is still like a very, even though like the guy got charged, like that's a great thing, but like it's not like a happy thing overall that this is even happening. So
it's been a lot of deep conversations about it, man. It's weird. I was they were talking about like, and I want to ask you guys this too. Someone brought this up, but they were like, yo, if something like this was happening, for example, to Indian kids of descent, you know, like multiple Indian kids of descent, they were like, most likely, like, even the country would step in. Like, yo, you can't keep killing our kids in America. Like, you know, it's like,
right.
Like, their thing was like, you know, and it was the same thing with, like, if they did it to Chinese kids, it's like, you know, right. There's no support system for this, to black children in particular. So it's like, with this going on, now we're going to wait and see what happens.
Right.
But should it make a difference going forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they say justice for all.
Right.
It should be equal justice across, but like it just obviously doesn't exist that way.
Right.
With the way its policing is set up right now.
I mean, I you know, I trust the judgment, man.
I think the reason they had to, I mean, they almost had to convict him.
Yeah.
Because it was like, we're going to burn down Minneapolis.
Right.
Like, I think that was like kind of.
It was also like, you know, yeah, I mean, that was definitely like a huge fear thing. But it was also like, they were trying him as like a person. They weren't trying him as like, they weren't suing the police department. They were just suing this part. But there's another lawsuit happening.
Interesting.
That could actually like change the laws of how police are trained and stuff, or something like that.
Right.
This doesn't have any effect on that, really.
Right. So
this is more of just like, it's a good thing that it happened, but
right,
they were trying him as like a criminal. Like,
that's
so
huge.
There's nothing legal changes out of this. So it isn't like fully
right.
There. Right.
It's a big symbolic
thing
that he did get. Like, and the fact that this
is, I mean, it is the right thing. It's just
for sure,
like,
it's the right thing. But the fact that it's revolutionary is sad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
after this many, he's not like
after the right. Yeah, it's like 200 years.
Yeah,
of this
and after this many,
like one.
Yeah,
one, and it took like to watch the whole thing go down, like on video, like from 20 angles.
Right.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Now the crazy thing too is like, because you know, the George Floyd situation created such a big movement. You know, and so I've been seeing, I don't know, on your timeline or any of you guys, I've been seeing a lot of like Asian violence.
That too.
Against like Chinese, particularly.
That too.
I've been seeing a lot of that, and it's just like, does it, we were kind of talking about this earlier.
And you guys are Asian. You guys are Asian.
Yeah. But
Asian in like a sense, I guess, not like the way people think about it, but yeah. Like,
right.
So like the better Asians?
We're like South Asian.
Okay. Yeah. If there's enough of us.
Yeah.
You guys are Asian in the UK. That's always
we are the census forms.
Right. So like by demo description we're Asian. But like when you say Asian, you think of Harold and not Kumar.
That's probably the best way to put it.
you know. Yeah.
But yeah, there's been a lot of
if the end game is like equal justice for all, like should the cause for Stop Asian Hate fall under the Black Lives Matter, like should they collab, you know what I'm saying?
No, because the institution is different. So one is just like, yo, you know, one is just like, yo, we're just trying to get police to stop killing us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's happening to the Asians is just coming from white people. So the target is a little bit different, you know. But I think they could come together. We just want white people to stop killing us. That's really ultimately that's ultimately what it could. Yeah, I guess they could merge and come together.
Yeah.
And they, you know, we could, I don't know, like, yeah, you know, do a whole thing. We could wear costumes, start fires. You know, like, we just want.
We're Jabberwockies.
Yeah. 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 Like, you know, we just want. Ultimately, I think that's what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that. Like, it's, I mean, they can collab. If you're, like, talking about just, like, people in general who, like, support the hashtags and stuff like that, like, you can, I mean, you can be for all the hashtags. Like, there's no bad thing to support. So, they don't necessarily have to come together, but they're kind of in favor of the same, like, sentiment.
Right.
So they are kind of on the same side.
Yeah. Interesting.
Now, do you think if the trial, for Derek Chauvin, if you think the trial was on 421, would it be any different? There's a part of me that like
you
to
think all the jurors were high.
I'm just
that's the only way.
Like they were all just like, it's fucked up, man. Guilty.
Hey, if man, that's the only way to get a guilty conviction.
I walked in here with a different mindset. Yeah. Now that I've hit this purple urkel.
That would be that's one of those trials that would like snap me out my high. Like that would just ruin all your weed.
That would be a very bad experience.
Yeah, you in the courthouse like, yeah, this sucks. We're the cookies. Speaking of Purple Urkel.
Purple Urkel.
Yeah.
Big news also on 420.
Yeah.
A lot of 420 news today. Urkel. From Urkel to Urkel. Urkel from Family Ties. Came out with a marijuana strain today.
Family Ties.
From Urkel to Purple.
Wait, is it not Family Ties?
Family Matters.
Family Matters.
Family Matters.
You're thinking of the Mafia movie.
Family Ties. You come here on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Did I do that?
Steve, my money's coming up a little bit short. Did I do that?
The leader's this fucking like, guy. He just says, "Did I do that? Yeah. Did I do that?"
Murder somebody.
The Godfather is like, "Yes, you did do it. There's 20 grand in your pocket."
Steve, you just took out all the whole Gambino family.
Did I do that?
They can't kill him because he's too adorable.
You did do that.
Yeah. Nah, get out of here, Steve. Rapscallion. Dude, just the cover of The Godfather with just like Urkel. Scraps.
Cover of the God, just the glasses. The Godfather and the glasses.
Oh, man. But yeah, so Steve Urkel came out with the weed strain today.
Jaleel White is the name of the actor.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, Jaleel.
Nobody knows. Nobody needs to know that. casting is out.
Oh, my God. By the way, shout out to our Patreon, our new subscriber, Jaleel White.
very big fan of the show.
No, of course he's not.
Huge supporter.
No, but Urkel came out. Jaleel White came out with a weed.
Yeah.
It's called Purple Urkel.
Yeah.
Great name. Was that a weed strain already?
It was a strain, but no one had actually monopolized it. No one had actually monopolized it, copyrighted it.
Right.
And so it was weird. Like, I didn't know what was happening. I was following, you know, Snoop Dogg's stories, his snaps. Mm. And, you know, Jaleel White, he's always around random people. Everyone wants to, you know, like, right. What's Jaleel White doing? Mm. And, you know. It's
he's like in the Chappelle camp now. I've seen interviews of him talking about the Chappelle camp, the summer camp.
Chappelle's a summer camp?
Oh, the one in Ohio.
Yeah, the Ohio one?
Yes. I see. Yeah, the show. Yeah, he calls it a camp. Yeah, he has been
out there.
I was
thinking something very different that involved a lot of children at a camp. Run by Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. He's got a guitar.
Chappelle's summer camp.
In the middle of the cornfield and nowhere. No.
Yeah, it seemed like there could be a lot of problems. I was really hoping that it was not what I thought it was.
It turns out, boom, he has his own weed, Purple Urkel. Yeah. It's copyrighted. Mm. You know, that's like a whole legal thing. And like people supported him. They were just like, yo, like Steve Urkel should own Purple Urkel.
Yeah, 100%.
And they copyrighted it. The reviews for it were great.
Yeah, 4.8 on Pot Guy.
Potguide.com.
Pot Guide.
Potguide.com.
Pot Guy
pot,
or Guide?
The pot, your guide to pot.
Guide.
Oh, Pot Guide.
Guide.
Pot Guide.
Okay.
Potguide.com.
Okay.
Pot Guide.
This episode is sponsored by Pot Guide.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
You don't need a map. You need a pot guide. Pot guide.
You need a pot guy.
Pot guy.
Yeah.
Jaleel White's a pot guy.
Yeah.
Pod guy.
Pod guy. That's us.
What's a pod guy?
Podcast guy.
Oh, podcast guy.
Pod guy.
What up, baby? So he has this now. It's going to be available to the public like pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Actually, today. It was available to the public today.
It went public today. Smart.
My thing with like celebrity weeds is like I don't know like you they're always out. No one can ever seem to get them. No one can ever seem to get them.
Because they're at the dispensaries you don't want to go to.
Oh really?
They're at like the Mad Men and you know like the really kind of like the Macy's of weed dispensaries. You know.
Right now, for the people who don't know what Mad Men is.
What exactly is Mad Men?
Mad Men is like an Apple. If Apple made a weed shop, kind of. That's like their aesthetic. That's their aesthetic goal.
They want to be Apple for weed.
For weed. So you go in, there's like glass cases of stuff, and like somebody kind of lets you in. They have like the black shirts. Oh. And I've only driven past one, but I just know that's all I saw from it. I was like, I get it.
They make weed look that like upscale.
Yeah, dude.
That's scary.
Right in the smack dab of Hollywood, get a bunch of tourists.
I see them everywhere. There's one downtown. Yeah, there's one, dude. Like,
it's everywhere.
Yeah. So they have them there, and always busy, by the way. Always busy. Mm-hmm. But MedMed's thing is they want to be like the McDonald's of weed.
McDonald's is a good way to put it, too.
Yeah, they want to be everywhere. Like, New York is legalizing it. They're already, like, setting up a thing out there.
Yeah, dude. Oh, you wow. Mean?
Yeah, so it's like with these celebrity weeds, is there enough to go around?
Right.
So do you, like, go in and, like, just... Like you can smoke in or you can smoke out. Like you could like just smoke.
I don't think you can smoke in the dispensary.
Oh, you can. Okay.
I don't think it's legal yet to smoke in. Can you smoke in public in LA?
I actually do not know.
Aren't there like lounges where you can go?
Yeah. There's some places like that.
Like cigar lounges.
Kind of. Yeah, but for weed. Okay. There's a weed restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Weed cafes. Right.
Weed cafe.
Yeah.
Which that sounds like a party.
But if they capitalize this. I mean, if they capitalize on this, then every other weed that's called, like, Purple Oracle, they have to change their name, you know, if this becomes a thing. So they should just call it Steve Urkel. Mm. That's what I would do.
Oh, just call it Steve Urkel? No, Purple. You got to have Purple in there.
It's Purple Urkel, but that's the thing. If he's monopolizing this, other places, they can't use that name anymore.
Oh, because he copyrighted it?
Right.
But he can just get the money. It's just sue them all.
He can do that?
Yeah. He'll just send a cease and desist, and it'll just say, "Did I sue?"
The wordplay.
Imagine Steve Urkel shows up to the business in a time machine. He used to have this machine. He used to have this time machine in the show in Family Matters.
Oh, was that right?
He had a real time machine. Oh, man. And so Steve Urkel would go in. And then, like, he would go in this machine and he'd come out like Jaleel White, like the super smooth. Like,
that's the thing.
Stephon.
Stephon. You remember Stephon?
I remember Stephon.
Yeah.
Oh. You come in as Urkel and then you come out with, like, a jacket and he's like, I'm Stephon.
Yes. Whoa. Yes, like, man. And he was smooth. As he was smooth.
He's like, I did that.
Yeah.
I did do that.
Yeah,
I did do that.
Yeah. I hit that.
Did I hit that?
Yes, Steve, I'm pregnant.
Goes back to the time machine. Like, oh, I'm out of here.
Did you grow up watching Family Matters at all? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, you old as fuck, dude.
Jeez, man, you gotta retire.
Dude, well, I'm gonna be 30. In
you're
like,
1 year older than me.
You're 30 already.
I'm gonna
bro.
Be 30 in two months. I'm gonna be 30 in two months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Damn, bro, you got like 5 years left in you, bro.
And then I got to quit comedy.
What so, are you
get to you age out of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Age out of Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm past my prime now.
Yeah, for sure. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What are you gonna ask, Alan?
What are you gonna do for your big 3-0?
Oh man, dude. I don't know, man. I haven't just gonna try not to be depressed about it. Mm. Maybe move somewhere where being 30 is acceptable, like Texas, Florida.
They let you do that out there.
Yeah.
They have looser laws down there.
Yeah. Time to move into a retirement home. It just feels all over. It just feels all over. Like 30 for me feels like
30 is it? No, I agree. You gotta give up.
Yeah. He's like 20. He's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm chilling, right? Yeah. 30, I would off myself.
Shit, dude. That is fucking
listen,
wild.
You know what? I remember being 20 and be like, yo, man. You never think 30 is gonna come.
It's not.
Yeah. It's like, yo, I'm not so far off. Is that coming, dog? It's just like, it's here. But I don't know.
The next decade is like, you just start to live enough life where you're like, because you at 20, you only have adolescence to compare life to.
Right, yeah. Right.
And the next decade is like, figure out what it's slightly like to be an adult. And it's like, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those memes hit a little harder. Y'all are going to be fucked up when y'all hit 30. Your generation is going to be fucked. Gen Z is
damn,
gonna be,
you're scaring me a little.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to scare you, man. Sure. I don't want to scare you, but I'm just. This is all unraveling right now.
You're
in my
saying
own
that
brain.
All this happiness I feel is like it's like built on lies
and drugs. It's just built. Oh,
by Purple Urkel.
yeah. I mean,
kind of. Yeah, but you can still find peace. You can find peace, but no happiness for sure. No.
God.
Dude, I wasn't happy in my 20s at all.
Of a nine, you get the
no.
Shit. You come nice. To the island, it ain't a fun island. It's like the island from Lost.
Yeah. Insane island.
Yeah.
Insane island.
Wait, what were you saying?
No, I mean, that's, I don't know. I really, when I think about it, it's like, man, you turn it. turning 30, like what you're going to do.
Yeah,
you know, your life. And yeah. One thing that helps me like be cool about it is like, honestly, my 20s, man, all I did was grind. I never like chilled out. Mm-hmm. Like a 20 to like 26 was just like school. I had like two jobs and I was doing comedy. So I never had a girlfriend then either. Like all I did was just work those years.
Jodas is a comic from Tampa.
Yeah, originally.
The Tampa Improv. And
yeah. So going into my, this is actually COVID was the first part of my life where things slowed down and I'm actually enjoying it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm loving it. Like, you know, like stand up stopped. I didn't complain one bit. Like, I'm enjoying, you know, and so it's just like, all right, well, that's what I'm looking forward to. This next chapter of my life is actually enjoying it.
Enjoying stand up itself.
Life. Just like life.
Yeah, yeah. Stand up included.
Yeah, stand up included.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing out of pandemic too is like,
yeah,
the perspective.
Mm. Yes, the perspective.
To just like what matters. And
right. Mm. You know, definitely. It's like,
that's the happiness I think you're talking about. Perspective.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's cool. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What do 20 year olds do?
Karen's just going to be looking out the window on the
Jeez.
Wait, I mean, are you in school? Are you in school? Are you?
I'm at USC right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm taking a gap year, so I have two more years before I enter the real world.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Dude, you're already crushing it right now. Like, you're going to be so good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully. Like, we'll see. Yeah. There's just no way. With how you're grinding right now and like what your output, there's just no way you won't be able to find some sort of footing.
I'm just going to do everything, literally everything possible to like make it happen.
Yeah, you'll do it.
Yeah. We'll see.
Hopefully. That's what it is.
Sometimes you just see, I hate to be like, well, you know, I've been doing it for 5 years, 8 years. Yeah. Now and you're like five. You see people and you're like, yeah. It's going to be good.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. So and
I prepared a saxophone song to celebrate my boo, 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 boo.
Why he says all that to you.
Bunch of bees flying in my mouth.
Yeah. So with I'm, you know, this is cool. So how long have you been doing stand up for?
Stand up since 2019, so like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, dude, in terms of stand-up freezing up, I didn't think about it. I went and did a show for the first time in, like, you know, ages. And then it was weird because once we did the show. I had noticed, like. There's a whole era of comedians. It's just like, oh, my gosh, like, they've never. They've never actually done stand-up. Like, they started doing stand-up in the pandemic, but never actually done it.
Dude, that's the wildest thing is to meet
somebody.
And that
blew me away.
To just start now. It's like,
right.
But that's cool, too. It's like, you literally had everything taken away, and you're like, you know what I'm going to do when I get the chance?
Right.
Ruin my life.
Right. I was shocked they called themselves. I was like, yeah, man, I do stand-up. I'm like, how long you been doing it? Oh, man, I've been doing it for about 8 months. I'm just like, everything's been shut. You haven't done it. So, you know, you put... So it's kind of like you 2019 and then boom, this hits.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So early on in the game.
Yeah.
How does it like set you back? Like coming in
it
super
felt
young.
It kind of sucked. Like I was starting to get like on shows that were like with the level of other comics that I was like, I thought it was like pretty good. Like at least from like my experience, I was like really starting to enjoy stand-up.
Yeah.
And I was like going to mics like as much as I could, like after class, like on weekdays, weekends. So like I really believe in like just like putting in the hours. So I was like, I'm just gonna put in the hours until I get really good, and it was like getting to a certain level. Not that I'm like good yet at that standard, but I was like getting good.
Yeah.
And then this happened. So then I had to like reevaluate.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Huge shift. Yeah. When you can feel yourself growing in something that you're like enjoying figuring out.
Yeah.
And the fact to just be taken away, like right. I think we could all kind of attest, and not even in like rose-colored lenses. But, like, I remember the January before everything shut down was, like, really starting to enjoy doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Just really enjoying, like, the shittiness of all of it. And like, but, like, writing and figuring out how bits work and stuff and being on stage.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody had some shit that was popping off,
yeah.
February 2020. Like, at that point, a lot of people had some really good shit going on.
Right. Oh, Black History Month.
Yeah.
A leap year. So it's extra days.
Right.
Extra days of Black History Month. Well, they just like,
They teach you that extra day of history that you never get other 3 years.
Yeah. It was weird. Like, it was like, I remember like the March last year when everything just started shutting down and it was like dates and stuff. And then I'm just watching like dates fall off the calendar. I'm like, dog, am I getting canceled? Like, because I'm just so out of tune with what was going on with, like, you know, comics. We weren't taking this really serious.
Yeah, right.
Comics were not taking this serious until, like, places actually shut down, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then when you saw that, it was just like, oh, man. Like,
not until the Chuckle Hut closes.
Like, yeah, not until the Chuckle Hut. Call the Chuckle Hut. Chuckle Hut, can I?
It's Mr. Krabs.
We got to close down the club joints. Pearl's got to eat all the mozzarella sticks.
Why is he like Irish?
Like I said, I didn't see a lot of SpongeBob.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if anyone notices, but like the bucket where the plankton lived, looked like a good place to put on a show.
Oh yeah. For sure,
the chum bucket.
Yeah, the chum bucket.
Chum bucket was popping.
Yeah, I was just like,
there's for sure like a Silver Lake show at
the chum bucket. Yeah. A certain, I know the exact type of people who would show up.
Exactly.
Like man buns.
Put around a donation thing at the end.
Yeah.
If you liked what you saw.
Yeah. Now did the gay thing about SpongeBob, why do you think that came out so much later?
I feel like these people are more open about talking about it now, but I feel like it was on a lot of people's minds. Like, when they
right. You watch this guy; he's so happy and so loving.
They're just like really good friends, like.
Right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people who make shows like hide that stuff. Like in like shows of that era, they like never had like openly gay characters, but they would always like. Make a character who kind of like looked like, or they make some references to it,
right? Mm-hmm. Like Smithers in The Simpsons, Mr. Burns' like assistant.
Oh, is he like?
There's like a lot of innuendos of him being gay.
Yes,
and like sexually attracted to Mr. Burns.
Yeah, they were like very open about it back then, but they were like hiding all this shit. Like,
I think the parents knew, but it kept the kids quiet. So they just they was just like,
which is, you know, it's dope now that like where it's at now, it's like so open,
right?
Like, you know. Now, in some cases, it's like overextending, like the like representation of like different sexualities, where you know there's a small overall good. There's a small sinister like sliver of it.
For sure,
you know
they were just slipping it in the whole time. Have you guys actually seen like the voice actor do the voice in the studio?
Tom Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the trippiest thing to me.
Mm. I can't. The drugs this guy must be on.
Really?
To pull that off every day. Man, just going and grinding. You talk about doing something every day.
Yeah.
Just grinding out that just so annoying.
I met him.
You did?
I met him. And then the guy who did the voice for Donald Duck, I met them at a mall in White Plains.
What?
I met them at a mall in White Plains.
White Plains, New York?
Yeah. And then
did you know who they were?
No, I didn't. My mom knew who they were.
What?
And so literally.
How does your mom know that?
Because... My mom knew who they were.
What? Your mom has no access to computers, I'm assuming.
No. My mom knew exactly who they were. And so I don't know what happened. She had some kind of conversation with them. And my mom, like, we're in the mall. And my mom goes, hey. She pulls me in my room. She's like, hey, come over here. I want to show you something. And then she takes us to the back of the mall. It's like these two white guys.
To the back of the mall?
Yeah, they were in the, like, she was just like, and she just looks at them. And they do the, because I was, I think somebody was crying. Somebody was crying. It was either me or my brother. We're in this mall. Somebody was crying. I forgot who it was.
Was he crying like Daffy Duck?
No. Like me and my brother, like we were kids. Somebody was crying.
I see. Okay.
And then my mom pulled us aside and she goes, "Hey, these guys want to talk to you." And then they just started doing the voices right then and there.
Wow. Oh shit!
And then they were so good that I cried even more. Like they were so good.
But tears of joy.
Yeah, yeah. I cried even more.
The version of tears.
Yeah. And then they both asked my mom for $20.
Are you serious?
They took out a hat and it was just like, if you were like to support So they were impersonators. They were not the actual people. That was a joke.
Oh, it was impersonators.
Yeah, they were actually. Yeah, they were impersonators.
I was wondering if it's just like two white teens. Yeah.
No, they just.
And they're like, hey, I think we can make some money.
No, the voices were just so good. And then
I thought you meant that like the actual voice actors. That's what I thought you meant, bro. So poor that like they needed.
Listen. Whether they were on meth or not is not important. What's important is But no, they were just so good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was actually them, but I was like, holy.
Donald Duck is a hard one.
Really?
That's got to be such a... Yeah. It's so much, like, gravelly.
Yeah.
Donald Duck has killed...
Jesus.
He's killed a lot of SNL careers.
I was going to be on SNL, and then I got laryngitis from my Donald Duck impersonation.
Lauren's like, that's just the one they can't do. Ross
is... She's had this Donald Duck sketch.
Dog. So no, they put that in. So
yeah, that sounds like that's a very specific memory.
Yeah, it was interesting because the impressions were so good. The impressions were so good that I don't know if they were pros. My mom didn't actually pay them, maybe.
Oh, she didn't pay him.
No, she did. She didn't. I remember them actually asking for something, and then my mom was like, "That's enough." Just took us away. But yeah, I mean, but they got away with it, man. They kept the kids quiet in the house. And nice. So with the younger kids, they're not even watching TV. They're just watching YouTube now. I didn't know this. Peppa Pig is the sensation.
Oh, yeah.
People love Peppa Pig.
iPads.
Yes.
Peppa Pig.
Kids have to have an iPad now.
Yeah, dude.
They only watch YouTube.
Yeah, I saw a stroller. There's like somebody walking their kid in a stroller. And like it was just like more iPad than baby.
Mm-hmm.
The kid had an iPad.
Yeah,
in the stroller?
That was so big, yeah, that it like covered its face. Like,
wow,
it was like an Apple logo with legs in the thing, dude. It was like a Toy Story character, you know?
I see what you mean.
Like stitched together, like a gruesome.
They were really strolling the iPad. That's what they were doing.
Right, he was on Tinder,
swiping left. Can't find no good chicks in LA. He was really strolling that. That's the future, man. So I don't know. Like, I'm always interested in, like, you know, to me, 10 years is not a big difference.
I mean, there's some shit that people are doing my age that are pretty fucking, it's pretty wild, dude. Like, my generation's kind of sick with it. I'm not going to lie. Like,
Y'all go hard. Y'all go hard.
What are y'all doing right now? What are you working on?
Dude, I can't even tell you, bro.
He's like, we're just vaping right now. I got
I'm not going to be telling a pair of millennials what we're up to in the fucking Gen Z. Like,
They
got something cooking.
Yeah, dude, we got something you don't even know, bro.
Wait till this new cartridge drops. Disposable vape cartridges.
Twitch streaming was like the next big thing, bro. We got something huge coming.
Whoa.
Gen Z, bro. Yo, don't even play. Gen Z, bro.
Said all of that looking down.
Yeah.
Listen. Don't even like.
Eye contact, very hard for these kids. Yeah. Eye contact. I noticed that too. Eye contact, very hard. Do you guys, I mean, I don't know. Like, have you accepted that it's just more normal? Like, you guys are just way more comfortable communicating, like, not in person?
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, everybody prefers talking in person, but I feel like people, like, who are my age. I mean, I'm in Gen Z, but there's like a way younger people who are also technically Gen Z. So they've probably grown up with technology like even more.
Right.
But yeah, it's like just a part of, it was like a part of our like growing up. So that it's not that hard.
That's the main difference.
It's not that hard to transition. Like the iPhone came out when I was like 8, I think. So that was like a good amount, but there are some people who are born like in 2008 who are also like in Gen Z, and those people like just have no sense of like a life without like anything like that.
Any technology.
So Zoom is not that hard to transition to, I feel like.
No, Zoom's chill.
Dude, honestly,
Skype fucked up.
I haven't been around anyone under 25 in like 5 years.
Yeah, same.
Dude,
You're literally the first, like you repping right now.
You're repping the whole generation, dude. Man.
Yeah.
An entire generation.
On your shoulders.
I'm the representative.
Too.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I think I'm a good choice.
This is the one thing. Because I love watching all these articles. It's like, now the biggest thing is like employers are like, how do we work with millennials and Gen Z?
Yeah.
You know, like employers are literally scrambling. how to work with younger people. And I love that they're struggling with this.
What do you think they should, be doing to entice Gen Zs to work?
They're like, yo, we put all these beanie bags around. Jules, they're just not keeping them. Like,
they just need to offer them nicotine. That's it. Like, that's it.
Really?
Jewel vapes and beanie bags?
Jewel vapes, beanie bags.
Bean bags. Beanie babies.
Yeah, beanie babies. Yeah.
Beanie babies.
Oh, that's a whole different generation.
Yeah.
You're going way back.
That's the whole thing. It's like, oh, we put these bean bags out and we put these snacks everywhere. It's like, we're trying to keep these kids. Like, what do they want? Like, and I love it. And I love how fearless, like the younger generation is super fearless. Like, they don't give a fuck. They don't take shit from nobody.
Right.
They will just up and walk out of a job. Like, I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love that.
On behalf of my people.
I love that. There's a lot of things I love about the young cats.
Yeah. Oh, dude. They're always.
Us youths.
Really yeah.
Ready to kick ass.
Yeah.
Man.
Annoying as fuck, but fearless.
Fearless and annoying.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
It's a good balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy who hit a.
You know who's really in tune with the 20-year-olds? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
he's really in tune, man. He TikTok and all. He's
Yeah, pedophiles shouldn't be loud. Like, if you're
convinced, damn, he ain't no pedo day.
For real. I know.
DiCaprio a pedophile?
No, he's like pedophile adjacent, you know?
Pedophile adjacent.
Adjacent.
Yeah.
He's on TikTok?
No, his girlfriend is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his girlfriend
I
is.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. And I think it's very unfortunate that, you know, that you have to compete with someone like Leonardo DiCaprio for the market of women.
I know it's hard. The competition that we have.
Yeah, know? Yeah. I
mean, you already compared me to Zion.
My
biggest competition in this industry, Zion Williamson and Leo DiCaprio.
Two people holding the floodgates back.
Yeah.
Right.
For Karin.
I mean, literally, without them, where would I be right now?
Well, you might not be at the island.
Oh.
Damn. So we're grateful for them for holding you back.
That's deep.
Well, dude, that's going to be the end of our episode, man.
Wow. I'm not even going to lie to you. That was a journey and a half.
Yeah. Journey and a half.
We went places, dude.
We went a lot.
I have never, like, done this, like, before, like, sat down on a couch and just, like, had a combo.
Yeah.
On, like, microphones.
It's crazy. Wait, really? Yeah. Ever?
No. Yeah.
Oh, this is what happens when you hang out with people over 25, man.
I know. This is, like, you guys kind of have it popping, too. But I mean, we also have some shit going on.
Yeah,
hey, we should link up. You know,
dude, we should have like an alliance.
Yeah,
because that's the problem. It's always the old generation fucking something up because they want to hold on to some. We need
to get like a Gen Z millennial thing. Like, if this all shit goes down, like we need each other, bro. Like,
dude, yeah,
we gotta keep those Johnson & Johnsons.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and to our parents, like, we're always gonna be 12. It doesn't matter.
That's.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how old we, you know. Me and Neil, we always have a recurring thing about, like, you know, immigrant parents and stuff like that. Okay. Are you first generation?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to assume. No, I usually do assume every.
Yeah, we've gotten some complaint letters. No, but wait, your parents are from India. Where in India?
My dad is from Kerala. My mom is from Hyderabad.
Nice.
So those are the places. They're both in the south of India.
You guys are related.
Are we? Like Oz.
Ooh. That's our podcast, everybody.
We could be. I mean,
in the way back, maybe.
Yeah. No, man.
That's like the
that's
just
like the cliffhanger at the end of the episode.
Wow.
Like,
are they brothers?
Were we related the whole time? Find out next episode.
Maury Povich comes out.
Yeah.
Jonas, you are the father.
Steve Urkel's the dad. Did I do that?
Oh, God. Well, hey, yeah. Karin, thanks so much for coming, bro.
Thank you, man. You,
bro.
Where people can find you online? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I am on I am on the apps. I'm on TikTok and Instagram.
Follow Karin.
Facebook is dead, huh?
At the Karin Menon.
Yeah.
Wow, he even mentioned Facebook. Facebook is dead.
No, I'm on there too, but like nobody uses Facebook.
Agreed. Literally, Facebook is for people over 30. It is. Yeah. It's literally yeah. four. And I'm gonna start using
like
it.
It's for people like you. It's for old people.
I know.
It's like watching high school friends like kind of go off the deep end, or not even yeah. high school like acquaintances.
Yeah.
Just getting more and more blatant with their opinions.
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Now it's just old people just getting blatant. Yeah. I mean, because yeah. oh, now yeah. we're learning people over 50 don't need a place to put their opinions either.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Hey, yeah. If you're posting on Facebook, go to bed. Yeah. Just go to bed. Take
it's
a
bedtime.
Nap.
Yeah. It's bedtime.
Have a glass of warm milk. Or yeah. Do it. Yeah. Cow's milk, even. That's probably what you yeah. like to drink.
Have a Snickers. Have a Snickers.
That's right. Wow, we brought up a whole Facebook tag or tangent as we're trying to yeah. sign off.
How did that even happen? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Man, I'm telling you, we go on journeys.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, dude, this was beautiful.
Hey, it happens, beautiful. Man. Mm-hmm. Happy 420, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the island.
Yeah. Get home safe.
Get home safely. Yeah. Until next time, Alan.
Whoop.
Here we go.